this business, the great Casey Kasem.
Yes. Casey, how are you?
My goodness, what an introduction. It don't get better than that. Thank you very much.
Well, Casey, you know, it's absolutely true. I mean, what disc jockey, and there's not many of us left from back in the day, who would grow up listening to American Top 40, and I would actually, the very first station I worked at when I was 13, one of my biggest thrills was running American Top 40 on Sunday morning, and then being able to take the records home, because they came on records.
Right.
Take the records home and amaze my friends and go, listen to this. I got the Casey Kasem show on record.
Very cool.
Anyway, you know, and I'm sure you don't remember, Casey, it had to be well over 15 years ago. We were in Los Angeles doing a show for some reason in the middle of the night, your time.
Right.
And you invited us to your home.
That's right.
And we actually came to your house.
We took movies.
Yes, we did.
And you you were like remodeling or something, and you showed us your garage.
We're still remodeling.
Anyway, listen, really, the absolute dean of disc jockeys, and none of the stuff that we normally do to our guests, like the sex quiz or anything.
No.
We don't do it, and as we mentioned to our audience now who didn't hear you back years ago, we've already covered the tape, the famous tape. No need to go through that.
Oh, you mean the Snuggles tape?
Yeah, the dog dying.
How close about that?
You know, I don't think there is one piece of tape that is more widespread. And, you know, you must get asked about that all the time. And we've covered that with you before because that's all over the place.
No need to go through that. Just wanted to, you know, I mean, I don't even know what you're plugging here today. It was just a chance to say hello.
Can I tell you what we're doing?
Sure. A true radio legend, yeah.
You know St. Joseph Aspirin, right?
Sure. Sure.
81 milligram aspirin is celebrating its 81st birthday to help raise awareness about heart health. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum is hosting a heart health hop, attempting a world record-setting dance party. And that's what we're doing right now, and they've been dancing to 42... people in the dance group have been dancing since this morning at 5 o'clock, and they hope to do at least 51 hours because the record right now is 50 hours, and it was set by MTV India in 1999.
Wow. Hello, welcome to MTV.
Wow. And so that's what you're doing.
Right.
Well, let's...
trying to call attention to the fact that we have about 61 million people who have some form of heart disease. And hopefully try to do something about that.
Casey, do you have a website where people could maybe watch this online or find out?
Here it is, stjosephaspirin.com.
stjosephaspirin.com.
And that's, and I think anybody, you know, the benefits taking an aspirin a day, I take an aspirin a day, and I think that's a good thing. I'm glad you're doing that.
How many do you take, Buzz? Like 10?
Yeah, a fistful every morning. you get actually a quarter-size hole in your stomach now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But I don't mind.
Yeah, Casey, you don't recommend taking like a fistful, do you?
No, I don't even recommend taking it unless you talk to a doctor.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
We wouldn't want anybody to take... even 81 milligrams.
Buzz actually takes 6 or 7 full-strength aspirins and crushes them up and puts them on his cereal. It's not a healthy thing.
I didn't know.
Now, Casey, are you going to be on the Jerry show this year on the telethon?
Yep, we're going to be doing it, God willing, come September.
All right.
We'll probably be calling you the Friday before we go on the air.
Please do. And, Casey, just let me tell you, you don't know my son. I'm sure you don't even remember me, but my son is now 18.
Wow.
And, you know, being the... I mean, I'm getting to a point here. Being the son of a really like a gym rat, a radio guy, which I am, I keep telling him all the time about the old days, about how much better radio was in the old days. And one thing that he really is hooked on to is you. And he loves a countdown show. And he doesn't like Rick Dees. And he doesn't like the rest.
Oh, my goodness.
But when we drive around, and I swear to you, Casey, and I mean, I'm just kissing your ass because you were such a big influence, but it's funny that my son will say, Dad, you got to leave on Casey Kasem. Now, his only knowledge of Casey Kasem is the fact that he knows that this was a show that I listened to when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
And how I learned how to walk up a record and pace and do stuff like that. But... it's so funny that whether it's, and I know you do a million versions, you do the adult.
Three different versions.
Yeah, if it's the top 20, the top 10, the top 40, whatever it is, he likes it. And you know what his favorite part is?
Still, long distance dedication.
Yes, still to this day.
He's 18 years old.
He's 18, he's on his way to college, and he will not let me change the station in the car
if you're on.
And that's, I can't give you a better compliment than that.
Casey, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about music, because, you know, you've done it for so long, and you've seen so many bands come up, and I would be curious who you think, recently, who would be on your list as far as the most significant artist to come around recently that you think are going to be around for a long time, because it seems to me to be harder to find than it used to be, to find these groups that have staying power. Is there anybody in your opinion that's out there right now that's going to be around for a long time and not a one-hit wonder?
You know, the one, you know, the question is a tough one for someone like me.
Right.
And when I used to play records every day and handle the records, and listen to the songs that were new and that were coming out and were on their way up, I could tell you what was a hit, and I could tell you how long they were going to be around.
Right.
But hearing the show once a week, just once a week, and in countdown form, you really don't know what's going on, to be honest with you. And so I couldn't come up with an answer that I think would be adequate or would satisfy anybody who knows the music business.
That's a good point.
You know, and I'm out of the music radio thing totally, but I tell you, I relate to that. When you'd be sitting around, whether it was a record duck coming in to push you on a record if you're the music director, or just sitting with your friends, the other disc jockeys, mm-hmm. you'd put a record on, and you'd know in 10 seconds if it was going to be a hit,
right,
or if it was going to be a stiff. Mm-hmm. And there were some records that were stiffs that you would say, wow, but that's got a great intro.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, Casey, but I remember one time I worked for a disc jockey, worked for a PD who was also a disc jockey, who was actually stuck. He couldn't decide. There were two records. He couldn't decide which one. And he brought all the disc jockeys in the room, and he said, it's between these two records. Which one do you guys like better? And one of the records was Take the Money and Run by Steve Miller.
Oh.
And the song was on for 3 seconds. Just that, bada, 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 bada. And everybody said, that's it. And he said, you guys haven't even heard the song yet. We said, we don't have to hear it. We don't have to hear it.
If you have the hook. And that's what really makes a song a hit, I think.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Scooby-Doo, because the big movie came out there, and Rob, our assistant producer in here, is a huge fan of Scooby-Doo, and I have to ask you, how did you feel about, I don't even know the actor's name that played Shaggy. What was his name, Rob?
Hugh Willard.
Okay, I can't hear you anyway, but go ahead. What do you think of his performance?
I thought his was the best in the picture.
Yeah, I did too.
He did a pretty good Hugh.
He really had the cadence of Shaggy, had the voice down, and he looked like Shaggy.
He did, absolutely.
Matthew, what's his name, Robbie?
Lillard.
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
And listen. I guess he's going to do a couple more, or at least they're going to do a couple more movies with live actors.
And, of course, when they do those movies, do any checks come into your mailbox when those movies come out?
Absolutely not.
You know, man, listen, don't have a pity party for Casey.
No, I don't think so. I think so. How's the house out in Beverly Hills?
Well, it's still not finished yet.
Hey, Casey, how many radio stations around the world run your show now?
We're on about 335.
Mm. 335 stations, and that's around the world.
Yeah.
And I mean, long before.
Oh, and we're on Tokyo and also Moscow and other areas around the world.
Everybody has to understand the reverence I have for this guy. Not only, I mean, before we were syndicated, or Howard was syndicated, or Rush Limbaugh, or Larry King, or anybody,
mm-hmm.
it was Casey Kasem, and the plan back then was what you would do is you'd make albums and ship them via two-day mail to radio stations,
right.
And all across America, every Sunday from 9 until noon or from 8 until noon, whatever it was, you could go from city to city, mm-hmm. and you knew you would hear Casey Kasem's show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Without fail. It was the very first radio syndication that I'd ever heard of, and such a unique way of doing it. And you're the greatest. I got nothing, I got no bad stuff to say to you.
Well, thank you so much.
Nothing but the greatest. And please call us before the Jerry show and go to. The website for this, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is?
StJosephAspen.com, and take the test if you can, mm. and then call your doctor and see if you should be any kind of therapy with regard to aspirin.
All right, and Casey, please do check back in before the telephone.
I'll do it.
Okay, because I love kissing your ass.
Casey Kasem, thank you very much.
Thanks, doctor.
Bye-bye.
Too much.
You won't hear me be that nice to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, one of the legends.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He is. And
nice guy.
And he's been through the ringer with us. For those of you who wanted us to put him through the ringer, he's already done it.
We've done it. We've done it. And, you know, we've got the tape.
Two.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. Before any emergency happens in D.C., register for text alerts with alert.dc.gov. As a resident or a commuter, you'll get information fast. It's easy. Sign up at alert.dc.gov. We need to hear from you so you can hear from us.
Celebrate four decades of America's dream car. The Virginia Lottery is giving you a chance to win one. Ragtop Riches, the lottery's newest scratcher, is your shot at one of 10 new 2004 Ford Mustang GT convertibles. Then all you'll